could get awkward. Wait.
Those are
wait, wrong for did sure. you
This could get
oh, I did it wrong already.
No, it sounds stupid.
Are you ready?
This could get awkward.
I think that was perfect.
Yo, 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 it's episode 14 of This Could Get Awkward.
Welcome and hello, friends. How are we doing? Good, great, good. Grand, wonderful. All right, we're gonna start off this week's episode with the cliffhanger that Sam left us with last week.
Remember last week when I was like, oh, I have a story, but I'll tell you next week?
Yeah. It's a really
I'm
good cliffhanger.
Tell you that story. I bet you just spent your whole week wondering. Okay. Do you have like a little tidbit you want to start with or anything? Or should I just get into this?
Yeah. Okay. Well, so this actually happened the other day and I was so caught off guard. It was really strange. I was like walking out of a store, the dollar store, because I love going there. And I was going into my car and the dollar store that I was at had is kind of like not a strip mall, but there was a couple of other stores there, a few restaurants and like other stores. So anybody clearly walking through this parking lot is not just going for a stroll, like they're going to do shopping or something like that. Mm-hmm. And as I'm crawling into my car, I see this dude walking past me. And I know it might not sound all that strange and weird, but I was like, what? And he had a bird on his shoulder. Like just casually walking around with a little bird on his shoulder. Like it wasn't a parrot or anything. But I was like,
kind of cute.
It was so strange to me. I get like people have dogs and cats and whatever. You take your dog for a walk. This guy was taking his bird for a walk.
That's cute that it likes him enough to like not fly away and stuff.
Yeah, it was like so well trained to not fly away. I know that when people have birds, like pet birds, I think they get whatever, they get their wings clipped or something so that they can't fly. So they can.
But that's what birds are supposed to do.
I know. It's sad, but like they can kind of fly, but he would never be able to fly away kind of thing. As far as I know, at least, my knowledge of bird ownership, which is like very lacking because I've never owned a bird.
Okay. When you just said that, that just reminded me of something I wasn't planning on talking about. But remember that time, for whatever reason, I was wondering about like horse hooves and like how they work and like what their deal is. And I texted
horse
you.
Shoes, I think you mean like the horseshoe that they actually put on.
Yeah,
the bottom of
their hooves. Yeah. And but also like what's a hoof. And I was like, I'm going to text Janelle because she's like a farm person and like knows these things. And I texted you and I was like, can you explain to me like how horseshoes work and like what they're all about? And you were like, why would you think I know that? Like, why would you ask me that? And I was like, because you're like a farm person. And like, I just felt like if anyone knew, you would know. And instead of Googling it, I wanted to like ask you. And then you proceeded to be like, well, I don't know. And then explained everything about horse hooves and shoes and how they work and what they do and like da 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 da. And then you were like, and it was just funny because you were like, why would you ask me and I don't know? And then told me everything I wanted to know. That was
well,
funny.
It caught me off guard because it's not like we were like horse farmers or anything. We were dairy and turkey farmers. So
you're like, I don't know. I only like used to ride horses and can tell you everything that you're curious about. Why would you ask me?
Yeah. Quick side note though. So that guy with the bird, like the bird guy, 2 days later, my boyfriend was out at Ribfest. And he saw this guy with the bird.
Was he sharing his ribs with it?
No, but he took a photo of him and he's like, hey, is this that bird guy? And I was like, oh my gosh, yes, that's the bird guy.
There's this guy who hangs out near where I live and he like rollerblades around topless playing a guitar.
What?
I don't know. Your bird guy made me think of him because he's like someone that like everybody's seen or like knows. And they're like,
yeah.
Yeah. The shirtless rollerblading like guitar player guy.
That local guy who does that thing that everyone knows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
that's
super
funny.
Friendly and also like pretty hot.
Oh, so he's ripped.
He's ripped as shit and like tanned and like he has a nice smile.
Yeah, I mean, if you're rolling around shirtless all the time, you would be rocking a good tan.
Yeah. I hope you wear sunscreen. I should just, like, walk around with, like, have, like, a spray bottle of sunscreen at the ready, and next time I see him, just, like, spray him as he, like, skates by.
That's aggressive. By.
Yeah, I guess you probably shouldn't do things like that.
All right.
Did we already say things like how to connect with us?
No.
So if you want to connect with us, you can... All of this is at our website, thiscouldgetawkward.com, but you can email us, thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com, or you can find us on Twitter at @TCGAPodcast, or on Facebook, This Could Get Awkward.
All right, we've held on to this cliffhanger long enough, Sam. Let's do
it. Now I'm going to tell you a story. Now I'm like, I almost don't want to tell it because there's been too much buildup. Okay, it's a pretty good story. So I made friends with this boy when, I don't know, maybe we were like 13... I think we were probably about 13 or 14 when we made friends, and it was like via basketball camp, and he lived in a different town, but we talked a lot on MSN and we would like video chat each other, and we really liked each other, and we like long distance dated at one point, and actually, like, our parents became pretty good friends, and they, like, kind of hit it off, which was funny and interesting relationship. And I went to go visit him one time. We weren't dating anymore. We were just, like, we were friends, and I wanted to go to this town to, like, visit because it's a nice town. And I was like, I'll stay with you and your family because I really liked his parents. And he had a girlfriend at the time. And so it was all good. Like, we were just buds. I went and visited
What's your,
him.
Like, age right now? I'm just curious.
I think we were 15. I'm going to say we were 15.
Okay.
So I took the bus down. He picked me up. And we went back to his parents' house. And tra-la-la-la-la. We were having, like, a nice time. And, again, he had a girlfriend. This was, like, 100% a friendly visit. And both of us knew that, and that's, we were on that same page, or so I thought. And we went to, his friends were having, like, a party. Someone's parents were out of town, and everyone, like, went to his house and had, like, a small party. Nothing crazy, like, they had a trampoline, and we were just, like, jumping on trampoline and, like, drinking and stuff. I was having, like, a really good conversation with his friend, just having a conversation with him, and Ben... the guy that I was there visiting, like, lost his mind and started, like, fighting with his friend about how he was talking to me. And it was, like, this really weird, offensive thing where he was, like, claiming me and I couldn't talk to anybody. Like, he was mad at his friend for talking to me, and it was super effed up and offensive and, like, weird, made no sense, and was super uncomfortable. And I was like, peace out. Like, I'm just going to go jump on the trampoline by myself and remove myself from this situation. So while I was off doing that, Ben got so upset, and, like, him and his friend, obviously, like, they had other things brewing because...
Yeah.
And I think, like, him talking to me was, like, a tipping point or something, because they got into such a big fight that Ben, like, punched the stove, and it was, like, a glass top stove, and he smashed, like, three of the elements broke. So then someone came out and was like, we all are leaving because Ben, like, smashed this house's stove. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, oh my God. I was just talking to this guy, like, this is, how did this escalate to this point? Like, what the hell? This makes no sense whatsoever. And so Ben was like, he felt bad, and he was like, oh my God, like, obviously this is going to be, his friend whose parents' house it was obviously really mad. And so me and this other friend left. So he drove me back to Ben's parents' house, and we weren't sure, like, what to do, or, like, if we should help, or what we were supposed to do. And so we just kind of, like, waited up for a while and ended up passing out on the couch in the living room. And then I woke up in the morning to the dude's phone ringing, and I could hear Ben on the other line being like, where are you? And, like, did you fuck her and stuff? And I was like, what the hell is wrong with this guy? What is happening? And so the guy who was there at, like, Ben's parents' house, he, like, got up and left, and I was like, this is, like, sorry for this super effed up night, and I don't know what's happening. And, like, everyone was, like, fighting, and there was all of this drama, and it was super uncomfortable. So I, like, wake up and I go to the kitchen, and Ben's dad is there, and he's like, hey, so, like,
what happened last night, basically, and like, where's my son? And I was like, okay. And I was like, so Ben hasn't like called you or anything? And he was like, no. And I was like, okay, well, I'll tell you everything that happened. And so I like told him the story about how Ben got mad that I was talking to his friend, and then they got into a huge fight and he ended up breaking the stove and then just didn't come home, I guess. And like the whole time his dad's just like shaking his head, and he just looks so like, he just looks like exhausted and like,
yeah,
like, oh my God, like just shaking his head. And so that's what's happening. And so then like he gets a hold of Ben and he's like, you need to come home. And so Ben comes home and I end up being part of this like family discussion. It's like his mom, his dad, him, and me. And they're like having it out and they're like talking to Ben about how his behavior is unacceptable and how he's headed in a wrong direction. And his dad, I love his dad for this, because he was like, what gives you the right to like tell Sam or any woman like what she can and cannot do and like who she can talk to? And like, mm-hmm. and like, he just like totally like owned that. And I was like, thank you. Like, that needed to be said. And his mom like cried at one point, and I was just like, this is like, I just,
but you were there for it all.
Yeah, I was sitting there
so awkward,
and it was really uncomfortable. And I was like, I just came here for like a nice casual weekend, and like, what the hell is happening? And then they're like, so then they told Ben, they're like, okay, here's what you need to do. Like, you need to call the like homeowners and like apologize and explain to them that this is how you'll pay them back for it, and like blah 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 blah, and like all of this stuff. And then they're like, and Sam, what would you like to do? And I was like, I just want to like go away from all of you for a minute. I was like, I'm gonna go for a walk for a while. And so I like went for a walk and I came back, and like his parents are so lovely. And I just, it was such like a, and I remember talking to Ben like afterwards, because he was all embarrassed and stuff, and he was like, I'm so sorry, like I realized that wasn't okay. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, to be honest, I'm probably never gonna talk to you again, like after I leave here, like,
yeah,
none of what you did was okay. There's like 1,000 red flags. I don't need this in my life. It's super uncomfortable. And like, you obviously have like violence and aggression in you, and the fact that you're trying to control like who I can talk to and stuff, we're not even dating, and even if we were, like that still wouldn't be okay. And yeah, if I did want to do anything, and I didn't even, like, anyways, we just like, and I was like, yeah, I'm probably never gonna talk to you again, like unless you were to really grow up, basically. Yeah, I had one more night there. That night was actually okay. I called a group huddle before we, like, the same group of people were, like, getting together and going to a party, and I called a group huddle, and I was like, hey, guys, like, tonight, let's all just chill and, like, have a fun time and
yeah,
no drama or whatever. And we like, had, like, a team huddle high-five situation, and then it was a pretty fun night. And then I didn't talk to him for a long time, and to be honest, he has continued to disappoint me throughout his life. Oh. But over time, he has gotten better and, like, made progress and stuff. But, like, sometimes I'm just like, you need to give your head a shake. I don't understand, like, your way of thinking. But, yeah, that made me super uncomfortable.
Absolutely. It's so reminiscent of a boyfriend that I had in high school. That was my boyfriend. That guy.
Ugh.
Who was that aggressive and clearly had, like, anger issues and stuff like that. And, there's like a couple instances that I can remember, but one that really does stand out, because you brought up the whole breaking of the stovetop, yeah, was we were in college, I guess, at this point, because we started dating at the very tail end of high school, and then we both went to different colleges, so we were in different cities, and we probably saw each other like once a month, maybe twice a month kind of thing, just between coming home or whatever it was. And I can remember being at his college house, and I don't know if this was first year or second year, and I don't know, got into some sort of argument. He was somebody who also really seemed to like doing all of this in like a very public way. It was almost like every time we were out together with friends and family, or like whenever we were out with a lot of people, it was like when he needed to bring up some sort of issue. Or like it would bubble up to the point where he's like, I'm going to explode in this public manner. And it's just like, why are you doing this to me right now? Like, this is embarrassing. We should be having this kind of conversation behind closed doors, not when
in a healthier way.
Yeah. And it was always like there would be alcohol involved. football. So like, yeah, it's just not like a good way to have a discussion with somebody about some sort of thing that's a problem in the relationship. And I was in the relationship for far too long and just kind of like young and dumb and blind to all of these red flags. And yeah, I remember we got into, I can't even tell you what the fight or the argument was about, but we were in his room and he physically picked up his guitar and smashed it on the ground.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. It was like, I will never, ever forget that. Like, that was, like, so aggressive and, like, so, I don't know. Like, he never once, like, laid a hand on me. And I'm not trying to, like, justify, like, that's okay.
Yeah.
But it was a very, like, verbally abusive. He clearly had, like, anger issues and stuff like that. And, like, so for some ridiculous reason, I proceeded to date this guy for probably another year after this incident happened, which is, like, and I do know that I tried to break up with him on multiple occasions. Like, one specifically, like, happened at my house. And I was a bawling, crying mess, had friends over, and, like, was, I guess, trying to break up with him, but wasn't strong enough to not allow him to be like, I'll change, I'll work on this, I'll get better. Yeah. And then you say, yeah, okay, I do still care about you. And I believe that you can get better, even though like you heard the story like all over, like multiple times.
Yeah.
So when I did ultimately break up with him, it was just a disaster of a night. I can remember like arguing into like the wee hours of the morning in my parents' garage, like him taking off a watch I had gifted him and again, smashing it on the ground.
Oh my God.
And it got to the point where he like got into his truck and drove away. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I didn't really know what to do at that point. I don't even know if like we had cell phones. We could contact each other that way to like make sure he was okay or whatever. And I just like went to bed and he ended up coming back to my parents' house and like came into my bedroom and like was like begging and pleading for me to like take him back and stuff. And I was like, it is like 3 o'clock in the morning. I do not want to talk about this. I do not want to deal with this right now. Like I've said what I've had to say. And he's like, well, can I just stay over and like, we'll talk about it in the morning. And
we weren't
allowed to sleep in the same bedrooms or anything like that. He slept in the spare bedroom that night. And I just kind of like was defeated. And I was like, fine, if this will make you give me some peace and quiet for a few moments kind of thing, like let me sleep for the night, fine. If you think that going to sleep in the spare bedroom and talking to me about it in the morning, anything's gonna change, sure, but it's not. And yeah, and I was like, I haven't changed my mind. I'm not going to. I'm done with this toxic relationship. And
yeah,
that was where it ended pretty much. He did call me one other time and was really angry that I was out with like some friends in college and stuff like that. I was out with like a bunch of guys, so whatever, but I don't know. Like it's really none of his business anymore.
Yeah.
And there were a bunch of friends from my program and stuff like that. And he was so like so angry and like hung up on me. And then that was pretty much, I mean, I've seen him on a few occasions since then and he's basically like ignored me, which whatever is fine. But yeah, that was like 2 years of my life. And it was just ridiculous that I even like, I don't know. My parents were so happy when it was finally over. And I can totally understand why, because
for sure,
watching your child go through something like that is like not easy. But at the same time, like, I can't tell her what to do. She needs to kind of figure it out on her own. But I really hope she does.
And then they obviously were there to support you, like, regardless of, like, what you did or whatever. And I'm sure they would have, well, I can imagine that they would have been, like, more concerned or more involved, like, if his aggression or violence was, like, directed to you.
Yeah.
But, like,
yeah. And I don't even know toxic. If they understand how, like, that it was at, like, what I just even shared with you. Like, I don't even know if they know about some of those instances, but
yeah. Oh, I'm sorry you experienced that. That sucks.
Yeah.
I have a different type of story that is funny.
Okay, let's lighten the mood here.
Yeah. I was
15 and dating a boy, and he was very nice, a very nice boy. He's the one who I lost my virginity with, but I don't really count it for some reason. But I did lose my virginity to him. It was so awkward, and I was like, did we? And then, you know, like, then when you actually, like, have sex, and you're like, okay, maybe that wasn't what I thought was sex, wasn't actually sex, so, like, did it count? I don't know. Anyways.
Yeah, because the first time is just not...
You don't know what you're doing.
There's nothing good about it. Things aren't
as hard as they should be, maybe. Everyone's really nervous and, like, so uncomfortable. Anyways, I should just tell that story. I will just tell that story. So, like, we were 15, 16, and we had talked about it. We knew that we wanted to do that. I acquired a condom, and... my sister was home for Christmas from university, and her and my mom were, like, dropping me off there to, like, hang out with him. And as a joke, my sister was like, have a good experience, like, have a nice first experience. Like, she was just kidding or whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
And I was like, oh, no, like, I have a condom they know. In my pocket. Like, they know. and then so we'd fooled around a lot, and, like, we loved doing that, but we hadn't had sex, and so that's what we were going to do. And it was very funny because it was just like he wasn't super hard. And I think we were both just like really nervous, and like obviously we were home alone. I just remember like we closed the door, and like the dog was outside the door the whole time, like barking and scratching at the door, and like we were playing music and the lights were on, and the condom was like weird, and
well, if he wasn't, it probably wasn't and, like, going it's on hard well. If it's,
yeah, they don't go on very well when you've got a half chub, and then I was like, let's put that inside here, and I think we have had sex, and that was nice, okay. And then I went home later, and I like told my sister, but it wasn't until later that when I like, you know, like. We kind of broke up not too long after that, and it wasn't until later when I was having more regular sex and starting to, like, understand what you know, like, what sex actually is, or you get better at it, and you obviously, like, have, like, different and better experiences and stuff, and I think that's kind of why I don't count it, is because, like, I know that we did the things that, like, sex consists of, but, like...
Not fully?
Yeah.
Yeah. I have a friend who also says that about her first. She's like, I don't really consider him my first. I consider this guy my first. And I'm like, okay.
And then same guy, but before. So when we first started dating, we went to a movie, and then where I had like a bunch of popcorn and stuff. Anyways, we ended up back at his house for a little bit, and we were like hanging out and like kind of hooking up. And then I had like really bad cramps. So I, like, went to the bathroom and realized that, like, my cramps were because I was, like, holding in a lot of farts. And then I kind of started, like, letting them go. And they were really stinky. Oh. And I knew I had a lot more. So I, like, panic called my mom from the bathroom. And I was like, Mom, I need you to come pick me up. And she's like, you said not to pick you up until, like, 11 p.m. or, like, da-da-da. And I was like, I need you to come pick me the fuck up, like, right now. Like, please come get me. This is an emergency. And she had to, like, pick me up because I had, like, two stinky farts that I couldn't stay, like.
Oh, my gosh.
Now I'm like, that's so funny because.
You would never, like, do that.
I know. Now my relationship with Spencer, like, all I do is fart. Like, so, like, and the stinkier, the better, I think. So, like, I think it's just funny how, like, people change.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad we're ending on, like, a happier, funnier, comical note.
Yeah.
It's all right getting serious sometimes.
Yeah. This life, man. Mm-hmm. Have you had uncomfortable situations involving parents or sketchy men or boys who were mean, or sex that wasn't sex or whatever? Just tell us anything you want to tell us.
Really, we don't care. And please rate us on all of these platforms. I am waiting for the day that iTunes finally gives us a rating, because it right now says there's not enough ratings to show a rating for our podcast. Yeah. I'm so sad. Like, I want to know.
Rate us. Rate us on iTunes and Stitcher and
Google Play. however you listen to us. Yeah.
Connect with us on Facebook at This Could Get Awkward, or Twitter at TCGA Podcast, or email us at thiscouldgetawkwardpodcast@gmail.com. Yeah, do those things.
Cool. And tell your friends. We'll be back next Sunday.
Enjoy your day.
Bye.
Bye.